Hello, welcome to the PwnThat.com podcast where we do product reviews and other computer-related things. Hello, my name is Tyler Bauman. Today we will be going over how we're now up in Windows 7. So how we first started is a long story, so I'll make this long story short. We are a graphics design company, really, and we sell graphics and we design templates, which we will be getting into soon. I don't want to give away a lot of things about our site right now. But you guys can also watch the news feed and also on iTunes, our news feed. So today we're up on YouTube as PwnThat Productions. And so that's the long story short of how we started, that we're a graphics design company. I don't want to get really into detail. So I'm also going to be doing a review on Windows 7. So if you Windows 7 lovers out there disagree with anything I say, go ahead and comment on it, because I'm not really a Windows 7 Pro or something. I'm a Windows 7 product reviewer. I'm telling my opinion, so you guys can say whatever you want and give me any feedback on what you guys think. So today I'll be going over Windows 7, as you guys know, and I'm going to be telling you about Windows 7, like what I think is good about it and what I don't think is good about it. Well, there's not anything really bad about it, but yeah. So let's get started. Windows 7, they put in a background changer. I don't know if Windows XP has like a little crack software or something that does it for you, but I think it's really cool because I downloaded the Gears of War 2 background, and in the middle of the screen, it changes the background, and you can click next on it, and it just fades in, fades out, and it doesn't slow down in any way at all. So I think that's really cool. And also to the gadgets on Windows Vista, that slowed down a lot. So what I'm basically getting to is Windows Vista, their sidebar really, really was like lagging the computer. It slowed down a lot, as my dad has a Windows Vista. He has not upgraded to Windows 7. We keep on prompting him to do so, but we keep on telling him that it's way better than Windows Vista. People that are in love with Windows Vista don't fight about it, but Windows 7 is a lot better. So back to the sidebar. The sidebar slowed down Windows Vista a lot, so I guess this is really cool how you can take such things as the gadgets and you can drag them onto your screen, and they're just really cool, and it doesn't slow down your computer at all, unless you have a really fast computer, and I don't know about you guys, but mine's pretty fast. So I want to go over the best gadget that I think is really cool to say developers or some people is a network meter. They have this in wireless and wired. It basically tells you your external IP, your IP, tells you how much internet like you're sending out. If you're uploading a file to a server, it would tell you how much it takes to send that file to a server, and also how much you're intaking. Say if you're downloading something or you're on a website, it tells you how much internet you're eating up. So that's basically the gadgets and how much the network meter, which I think is really cool. So let's move on to the file system, basically. So the file system is a way different than Windows XP. I went to Windows XP to Windows 7, so I still have to get used to it. So you guys can comment on this, because I don't know a lot about Windows 7's file system or Windows Vista, because Windows Vista and 7 are basically the same file system other than Home Group. I don't think Windows Vista had Home Group, but I'm gonna go over the Home Group in Windows 7. Me and my brother have been connected through Home Group. Say he has a whole bunch of music I want to listen to, and he can put them in his music folder, and I can go over to his music folder and listen to all those songs without downloading any files to my computer. He has them all on his computer. It's like a big Amazon hosting thing. You know, if you go to like amazon.com, enter the song you want to listen to, it takes a few seconds to load, and then you can listen to it online. So that's really cool. That's the Home Group thing. It gives you a password, so if you go on another computer in your Home Group and enter the password, or the code I should say, you guys can connect through Home Groups, and you guys can keep on adding up whoever has Windows 7. So let's move on to how the file system is set up. Same as Windows Vista, if you go to computer or local C drive or whatever computer, it'll tell you how much gigabytes you're using or how much space you're using. At the moment, I'm using 197 gigabytes, or I have 197 gigabytes free of 228 gigabytes. And it shows you a little bar up above that saying, like, that's how much you used. And that's really, really cool. And then in your recovery, it does the same thing, tells you how much. So that's really cool the way that's set up. And then the file system, I think, is just great, but it kind of confuses me because when I'm saving a file, it goes right to the thing that I want to save it to. But if I'm trying to open a file, it doesn't go to where I want to. So, yeah. All right, so now I'm going to go over the bottom toolbar, basically. It's like it's the start menu kind of thing. So as you all know, you can take a program that's on your desktop, clip it down to your you can pin it down to your taskbar, and when you close it, it will it won't have a shiny like icon, like the icon won't be all shiny and stuff. But if it is open, it'll be shiny. If you have more than one of that window open, it will show a little slant to the side, kind of. I don't know how to put it, but it shows like three boxes and it like stacks on top of each other, and then you can click on that or go over it and pick what window you want. So say I'm on Windows Live Messenger and I'm talking to so much people, I can go over their name and it would blank out like everything. It would only pop up that window, everything else would like disappear, and then you click it and it comes up. And then you can minimize, and it has a cool fade in, fade out, like Macintosh. And I think that's really cool. And then you can pin and unpin things to your taskbar. I also like how, you know, on Windows XP or Vista, there's all those little hidden icons on the side. Now they have like a little drop menu kind of thing where it goes up and it tells you all the little programs that are running in the background, basically. So I think that's really cool, like your antivirus or something. That's pretty much all that I can think of Windows 7. There's a lot of things cool about Windows 7, but I can't go over all of it in the amount of time that I have. So I guess next week we'll have a podcast from Mark, if he's into it, or Josh, if he's into it, or if he has a mic, I'm not sure. But Mark, Josh, and me will be making the podcast. Thanks for watching. This has been Tyler Bauman from PwnThat.com, PwnThat Productions on YouTube. Thanks.